Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about our next guest. As you know, I'm a sucker for great music, and Eric Kamen has definitely been able to deliver that with his brand-new project, Serenades. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But one of the great things about Eric is that he's not only been able to share his own love of music with the world, but been very fortunate to see the world respond. You guys are going to listen to two sections, actually, from the new project, and we'll be telling you also how you can get it for yourself and stay in contact with Eric. Eric, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. How are you? Hope you're well, and thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate that.
Well, look, I appreciate your coming on. I know this is a busy month for you, Eric, as I said, with the release of Serenades. We'll be actually getting more into that in just a moment. But you know what I think is so great about you, Eric? When I was thinking about this when I was prepping for this segment with you, you are, as I mentioned to you before we went live here, you're an individual who has always loved music. Of course, you know, music ran in your family. Now you're able to create this great music and to share it literally with the world thanks to the Internet. What has that been like for you to do something that you love, Eric, and then to see people respond to it?
Well, to revert back to a term from my childhood, it's blown my mind.
Yeah.
It's a mind-blowing experience. So demographically speaking, my largest countries are Indonesia, Turkey, Mexico, Brazil, right? And I think the United States is maybe number like 10. Something
wow.
like that. So the notion that like I am communicating, if I may use that word,
yeah.
with like 15, 16 year old kids, right, in Brazil or Indonesia or wherever, or Turkey, is spine tingling.
Yeah.
It's really spine tingling. It's something that obviously did not exist, you know, just several years ago. So, the Internet has just created huge opportunities.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you mentioned what did not exist, Eric. The other thing that you mentioned on Twitter recently, and I thought, you know, wow, what an experience this has to be for you, is, of course, the creating of your first music video. That was for one of the selections we're going to be listening to, The Lost Tribe. I mean, did you ever imagine that there would be a time where people would be able to log on and watch an Eric Kamen video?
I suppose the answer is obvious. No. It's certainly in the 80s and 90s, videos were, you know, exclusively the domain of the superstars.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of the Internet and, you know, modern technology, electronic technologies, it's become like, you know, and YouTube, needless to say, it's mm-hmm. become like an accessible medium for people like me.
Exactly, exactly.
So, I mean, I'm not Justin Bieber. You know, and, you know, it's, no, and it, so simply I never in a million years would have imagined this. But it's getting a huge response, this recent video. It's getting a huge response, and I don't even know that I know how to really respond yet. I think it may take me some amount of time to really, like, you know, take it all in emotionally.
Right. Well, you know, the other thing that you have been able to do, Eric, that is no small feat, I should say, is been able to already amass a very impressive online presence. Over 22,000 Facebook fans have joined your page on Facebook, which is Eric Kamen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be reminding our listeners about that a little bit later. You know, and it actually, you know, reminds me of what you said about the demographics of the music. Because, you know, I have always believed, and I think you are living proof of this, Eric, that music is something that surpasses everything. Demographics, age, it reaches people exactly where they are, no matter where they may be located in the world. Do you think that's been part of the key to why your music resonates with people, because regardless of where they live, they feel what you are giving them through the music.
So what is, I'm sorry, Cyrus, what is the question specifically?
Yeah, so I mean, do you think that has really been the key that, you know, as you mentioned, of course, where your music is being heard, do you think the key has really been that regardless of where they are in the world, that they're being able to feel what you're presenting in your music?
Absolutely, absolutely. Sorry I didn't catch on
immediately. No, it's fun.
Key to what I'm trying to do is to merge my own musical experiences, you know, having grown up as a American citizen in New York,
mm-hmm.
with the cultural exposures that I've gotten over the whole rest of my career,
right?
In both vacation time as well as business journeys. Yeah, I worked. On Wall Street for 40 years. Hope that's not a horrible thing to say.
Of course not.
Right? I think a lot of people it probably is, but it's like, yeah. Hey, look, I got to be real.
Right.
So, I mean, I did. I had a career on Wall Street. You know, I was a fairly senior executive. And I did a lot of business trips. I went, you know, I've seen much of the world. And the ability... What I am striving for is to bring together the disparate aspects of, like, my own personal music journey.
Right.
So it's everything from the Shirelles and, you know, the Marvelettes. People probably don't even know who I'm talking about. But, you know, the girl groups of the, you know, early 1960s.
Right.
Through the Beatles, through Jimi Hendrix, through the punk era. Through, you know, all the way through today. I mean, Beyonce is absolutely my favorite artist.
Mm.
And Kanye West is certainly my favorite producer. Trying to bring all of that together and create a product that kind of represents the, you know, the best of it all,
right,
is what I'm shooting for. And I think it's really fair to say it never could happen. It never could have happened, and it never could happen without the advent of the internet,
exactly,
and global, just kind of the globalization of world culture,
right. Well, you know what? It definitely has brought us all together. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, Eric Kamen is our guest. He's not only a musician and producer, he's an individual that definitely has a true love of music, and he's able to share that in his new project called Serenades. Serenades is now available, of course, wherever you buy your music through Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes. One of the things that we referenced earlier in this conversation is Eric, of course, being able to develop his very first music video for The Lost Tribe. Talk to us about that particular single, Eric, and how it came about.
Starting with focusing on the music,
mm-hmm.
it's a track that strikes me personally. You know, music strikes, you know, any track will strike anyone as, you know, something that's personal to them. To me, it's a reggae track and with strong elements of ska,
mm.
like, which is something that I was exposed to, like, when I was in college.
Right.
So it's actually not my traditional formula, which would be much more European and Mediterranean, you know, with a kind of a Spanish flamenco guitar, even though I'm using this flamenco guitar, and you can see that in the video. But the music is definitely Jamaican, at least in my mind.
Right.
In my mind. I don't know that maybe no one would agree. But, and, I mean, it's a type of music. I mean, of course, just like everybody else, I mean, I've loved, you know, all of the, you know, the reggae superstars.
Mm-hmm.
And, I sit with my guitar on my couch, and I just kind of fiddle around until something kind of strikes me as, like, pretty cool. and I recorded that, and it turned out, you know, it's a pretty exciting track. It's a pretty novel track. And the one thing I would add is this was my first professional video. I mean, we actually hired professional videographers to do this. And my God, it's like, what an ordeal. This was harder. It was harder. Literally, it's easier to work on Wall Street.
Wow.
It's less stress. I was so, like, I was tempted to use a curse word, but I'm not going to. It's so stressful. It's such hard work. And I think most people, including myself, probably don't realize, like, just how much stress and how hard it is to be an artist.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys make it look so easy, Eric.
Well, I was pretty stressed out.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to watch the video for The Lost Tribe, you guys can find it on Eric's website at ericcayman.com. But here is the single that is the basis of his first music video. Here is The Lost Tribe. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Eric right after this. Right here on Conversations Live. It's from his new project called Serenades. Eric is back with us to talk to us not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. Serenades is available now. You know, and speaking about Serenades, Eric, Keith Hanilek of Write a Music Review said this about you and this project. Eric Kamen is an artist extraordinaire in his flair for taking his multicolored paintbrush that we call the guitar and creating a masterpiece is a gift from God. I am very glad he has decided to share his art. I hope the wait is not so long for the next installment of this audible magic. When you hear something like that or when you read a review like that, Eric, does it make you feel as though you did exactly what you wanted to do with Serenades?
It's needless to say, it's very flattering, and it's very gratifying, and it's a dream come true, to be honest. I never really anticipated, even though I've been playing music since I'm a child, I never anticipated that I would have people like Keith, you know, who had like saying things like that about me. I couldn't agree more. I'm sorry. But I mean, you know, to actually like have like professional, like, you know, critics saying things like that is
right.
It's just a sensational experience.
Yeah. Well, he's not the only one. I read another great review, and I was prepping for this, out of Vince Magazine, the editor in chief, uh-huh. also talked about the project. Everyone, I think, will have their favorites. You know, Keith mentioned his own, of course. You know, others have talked about theirs. You know, I mentioned to you before we went live here, Eric, that one of my favorites, and I think I may have said my favorite, but there's so many to choose from. But one of my favorites is Tribute to Jimmy. We're actually going to close out the segment with that.
Mm.
Talk to us a little bit about that track, because it's so flavorful. You can almost, and I agree with Keith about the way that you play. It's almost as if you don't need words, because your guitar is able to kind of tell this story and really do, you do paint this picture that we're kind of able to see. So what was it like for you to kind of create Tribute to Jimmy?
Right. Well, let me start by just saying that I spent 15 years as an R&B producer and a hip hop producer working with young artists
mm-hmm.
and rappers, and in the end, you know, my heart is really in the music, my playing, my own music,
right?
And I am trying. As I said, as I kind of alluded to before, I am trying to merge different types of music. Like I don't know why. Don't ask me why. Please don't ask me why. But I have a passion for merging various types of music together. So that I would say the Tribute to Jimmy, there's elements of like Jimmy's style of playing. I mean, needless to say, Jimmy's style of playing was like a guidepost for me as I was growing up, and I would come home from school and like spend like the next 4 hours just listening to Jimi Hendrix play and, you know, trying to learn the licks he was playing. So I would say, you know, Jimmy, the Tribute to Jimmy, it's some combination of licks that I think Jimmy would like, and hopefully he's looking down upon us and saying, yeah, that's pretty, you know, that's cool, as well as, you know, much more old world conventional acoustic music.
Right.
And, you know, I'm happy that, I'm certainly happy that you like that track, but that was my goal, is to merge the, you know, stuff from my lifetime as well as stuff from previous lifetimes.
Exactly. Well, it is a great selection. For those who have not heard it, here is Tribute to Jimmy. After this, we'll come back. We'll have our final moments with Eric, and we'll remind you guys how you can get serenades for yourself. So stay with us. And there you have it, tribute to Jimmy, again from Eric Heyman's new project released this month. It's called Serenade. It's available right now wherever you buy your music online, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby. We've been talking to Eric not only about the journey with this new project, but also what it's been like for him thanks to new media and especially the Internet to be able to share it with the world. Eric, I really do appreciate the time that you've been able to give us today, and I want to say congratulations to you on another great project. Again, erichheyman.com is the one place you guys can go to find out about everything going on with Eric. And Eric, you know, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Okay. Cyrus, I mean, that's very, very kind of you. And I would, I'm at your disposal.
All right.
Anytime you want.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to hold you to that, Eric. So look forward to having you back on there. And definitely want to invite our listeners to go ahead and get Serenades for you guys, for yourselves. And then, of course, share your thoughts. So write your review. I'll be writing my review over the weekend on Amazon.com. Invite you guys to definitely do the same thing and to be able to share it. The professionals don't have to be the only ones that have their say. Make sure you let other people know what you think about the project, as well as introduce it to your family and friends as well, because word of mouth is, of course, one of the ways that we're able to share great music out there. Again, Serenades is the title of the project. Eric Kamen is the musician there, and that's Kamen is K-A-M-E-N is where you guys can be able to find him. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Eric, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends at blogtalkradio.com, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments after we go off the air. The link is already posted on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and we want to thank Eric for sharing it on his pages as well. You guys can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.